every time she looked at him, he would just see that memory and kind of manifest in just like the air between them. So this dark history of the family is brought to the Overlook, a getaway destination in Colorado that is designed in a modern American lushness with Native American motifs, beautiful and rich and lush, but sinister in the colonial history of the hotel.
Hi, this is Jay and Jessica from the rock band Energy Slime.
You're listening to CITR, Vancouver, the best radio station in the world ever.
Offered through the First Nations and Indigenous Studies Program, FNIS 401M, Politics, Protocol, and Place in Indigenous Performing Arts, is a three-credit course being taught by Tsimshian scholar Michael D'Angeli in Term 2.
This course will engage with a wide array of Indigenous performing arts presented in unceded Coast Salish territories to explore the artistic response to settler colonialism. Please visit fnis.arts.ubc.ca for more information.
Vancouver-based soul and garage group The Ballantines just released their debut album, Dark Drive's Life Signs, on La-Di-Dah Records. This album has influences of soul and classic R&B and features a range of songs from storming dance numbers to moody ballads. It's hip-shaking, organ-wailing trouble you'll want to get into. Check out the Ballantine's second single, My Place, Your Town, and look out for the official video coming soon.
What's up, Vancouver? This is Rohit Joseph. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm bringing you Soul Sandwich and its best of 2015 picks for... I mean, there's going to be a little bit of Christmas-themed songs. Actually, I lie. There's only going to be one Christmas-themed song. But most of these picks, though, I feel like you could sit by a warm fire in your place and just chill out to relax, eat some good food, drink some good wine, and have a good time. And I should just note that my co-host, Ola, is currently enjoying the warm sun of Nigeria, where he's... visiting his family and having a good time. So that's why he is not here this time. But I, Rohit Joseph, will be taking over and sharing with you some of our favorite tunes. Let's start things off with a little bit of electronic. Last time, in last week's episode, we had gone with a bit more of a hip-hop and funky kind of vibe with our picks of 2015. This time, we're going to take a little bit of a shift. It is definitely eclectic. Like, I've got way more genre variety in the playlist this time around. But we're going to start off with a little bit of upbeat electronic music to kind of set a different tone. And then as we move along, we will get into some R&B, some soul, and some good old rock music, too, because I've been fortunate to get some good recommendations from friends because I've been on the hunt for some good rock music that kind of has soul influences, and I managed to find that very recently, and you'll be able to hear what I mean soon enough. But let's start things off with a little bit of my man, K-Tronada. K-Tronada has been releasing a lot of tunes, and he's very generous on SoundCloud. If you sign up for a SoundCloud account, you'll be able to check out some of the free tunes he's given. K-Tronada, in case you do not know, is a Montreal DJ. He's got a lot of disco, house, funk, and R&B influences in his electronic music. So it's to say it's like one kind of genre is not really doing him justice. He's definitely, he bases himself in the realm of electronic music, but it's like he infuses all the, records that he listened to as a child and has nostalgia for and infuses that into every one of his DJ tracks. And speaking of which, this song K-Tronada released is not actually a remix of a old song that he used to love back in the day. This is more of a recent appreciation that he's come to have, and that's for the group Tuxedo. And if you haven't heard of Tuxedo, it's an offshoot of one of Mayor Hawthorne's collective groupings. Mayor Hawthorne is a, you could describe him as kind of like a pop soul singer. R&B as well. He's really awesome. And he formed this group, Tuxedo, and it's got a really funkadelic vibe. So I'm sure you guys are going to love this. We're going to start things off, get things bumping with K Tronada's remix of the Tuxedo track, The Right Time. Enjoy. That was K Tronada with The Right Time, a remix of the Tuxedo track. And that was a really cool, upbeat electronic to set the mood right for this Christmas Eve. You know, we just want to have the right time. We want to have the good vibes. And that's what we're all about here on Soul Sandwich. And just so you know, we are, if you're just tuning in, we are doing our Best of 2015 Part 2. So these are the tracks that Ola and I thought are our favorite tracks. And, you know, tracks that deserve some airtime and recognition in a year filled with great music. 2015, like, really, I think, set the bar in a lot of ways. Like, in every genre, I've experienced like a bunch of tunes in almost every genre that I was like, wow, this is really cool. This is awesome. So that's what you're going to get today. You're going to get a really eclectic mix of awesome music because 2015 was just one of those gems of a year. I'm really feeling fortunate. Last week we had played some of Kendrick Lamar's amazing album, which was To Pimp a Butterfly. We played some really cool stuff, so you should definitely check out that podcast. But part two, it's going to be a completely different ballpark altogether. Last week we were in a more hip-hop vibe. This week we're in all over the place, really. So, stay tuned. So what we got next, actually, is going to be a tune from Flume. Flume has not released a lot of music this year. He's just dropped like maybe two tracks, but one of them was absolutely incredible and stunned me as soon as it dropped. And that track is called Some Minds. Some Minds was released earlier this year. I believe it was almost like June around then when Flume had released this track. Amazing song. And although it sounds similar to his previous work in his first debut album, which is a self-titled album, it actually has its own flair to it. And Flume is definitely starting to experiment. You can just tell the way this song is paced. For example, the drop in this song, when it really gets going, it takes a while. It takes about like a couple of minutes just for it, to build up. And you're like, oh, when's it going to drop? When's it going to drop? And then the beat drops insanely just about 2 minutes into the song. So you got to check this out. If you look up Flume, Some Minds, you'll notice that Andrew Wyatt is featured. And he was a great choice for vocals because his vocals add a lot to the song. Just like when Flume seems to know who to team up with. Like Chet Faker and Lorde in his previous album were amazing choices for each of the songs that he got them on. It was like perfect fit. And he's done that once again when he's teamed up with Andrew Wyatt. The vocals are just as good and really add a lot to the song. So let's hear this amazing track by Flume, one of the best, in my opinion, of 2015. It's Some Minds featuring Andrew Wyatt by Flume.
Whole day I
That was Some Minds by Flume featuring Andrew Wyatt. So that was like another taste of one of the best electronic songs in my humble opinion of 2015. And we're going to keep the electronic train going. And this next track is off an album that has gotten some people debating. But I think it is a solid album. And that album is Caracal by Disclosure. If you haven't heard of Disclosure by now, you must be living under a rock. Their songs have been played all over the radio, all over the world. They are a duo of DJs from the United Kingdom, and they've been killing it, absolutely killing it in these last 2 years. They first started killing it with the release of their album Settle just about 2 years back. And Settle came in and really brought back that UK electronic music vibe from the 90s and late 80s, which really set the scene and tone for electronic music to come. And Disclosure kind of brings that back, brings that into the present, and with their like their own take on it and a very modern infusion of like electronic sounds. We've got like all kinds of crazy cool new technologies to insert into electronic music, and Disclosure are not afraid of doing that, but at the same time keeping it simple, keeping it staying true to the, you know, to the essential nature of what electronic music was like in the UK clubs back in the 90s. And that's exactly what they've managed to hit, that fine balance. This track is called Magnets, and it's featuring Lord on the vocals. I think this would be my favorite track of Caracal, and this is a pretty solid album. The critique that it's received has been that it's a bit too similar to Settle, which was their first album 2 years ago that I mentioned earlier. And I mean, okay, this is always a thing that artists seem to be struggling with. Do you stay the same to appease the fans you've already got, or do you really try and experiment and revolutionize? I feel like Disclosure, I will agree with the criticism in a way that they'd lean towards the let's stay true to what we, you know, what worked in the first album, what, you know, and this is what they're still into. It seems like this is what they genuinely like producing, and they teamed up with Sam Smith again on a track called Omen, which is probably the biggest single off Caracal. But Magnets really gets to me. I think this track, this track is a bit different, and it seems like Disclosure took a little influence from Flume in the way that this song is structured, so hence why I'm playing it right after the previous track, which was Flume's Some Minds. So let's take a listen, guys. Let's keep this best of 2015 train going. And after Magnets, we'll have a brief little PSA break, and then we're going to shift genre tone quite a bit into, we're going to get into some funky, soulful, R&B, blues, rocky kind of territory. So it's going to switch. It's going to switch up on you. I hope you don't mind. So stay tuned to Soul Sandwich here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you live from unceded Musqueam territory.
Never really felt bad about it. As we drank deep from the light, 'cause I felt melting magnets, babe. The second I saw you through half shut eyes, smoke and sunset off Mulholland. He was talking, I was wondering about you and that girl. She your girlfriend, face from heaven. Girls don't know the things that I know. Walk my way, I'll share the things that you won't. Uh-oh, dancing past the point of no return. Let go, we can free ourselves of all we've learned. I love this secret language that we're speaking. Say it to me, let's embrace the point of no return. Let's embrace the point of no return. Let's embrace the point of no return. Never really thought we would make it.
We be thinking about what could have been, but we've had a record summer, can't turn it down. Oh, now I don't wanna see the end begin. Smoke and sunset off Mulholland, he was talking, I was wondering about you and that girl. She your girlfriend, face from heaven, bet the world she don't know. Pretty girls don't know the things that I know. Walk my way, I'll share the things that you won't. Dancing past the point of no return. Let go, we can free ourselves of all we've learned. I love the secret language that we're speaking. Say it to me, let's embrace the point of no return. 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 Let's embrace the point of no return.
When you purchase the latest TV, tablet, or smartphone, don't forget to do the right thing with your old ones. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old devices as easy as buying new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find recycling tips, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Don't let your old tech tools clog your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org.
I'm Colin Mockery.
And I'm Deb McGrath. For 8 years, we've been going online to choose gifts like chickens and goats for children and families living in poverty. Gifts that provide food, income, and a hopeful future.
All thanks to World Vision's gift catalog. For gifts that change lives,
go to worldvision.ca/gifts.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of
cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
You're back on Soul Sandwich here on CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening, right here live from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. We still have some shows going, you know. So listen to community radio during the holiday break. Keep it alive. Keep it supporting. Lots of people have left. You know, some great podcasts that are holiday-themed for you to listen to. So check that out on CITR.ca. We're going to continue right here, right along with the best of 2015. This is part two, a continuation from last week's Soul Sandwich episode. And now we're going to take a little shift in genre because we've been playing some electronic tracks to start off the hour. But now we're going to get into more live band kind of things, a little bit more soul or rock or R&B, whatever you want to call it. And we're going to start with something Canadian, which is a great thing as always. And this band released their album this year, and they're the Soul Jazz Orchestra. This album is called Resistance, and it's a very interesting album. It's definitely got a very political element to it, as you can tell with the title. And it's got an influence of Afro-Caribbean and Latin music, so it's very diverse, but really, really good in how cohesive it sounds. This band has been playing together for years, and you can just tell that they love jamming with each other. Every track has like little instrumental breakdowns, but on top of that, they also have vocals, very energetic vocals, and some of them are, of course, sung in Spanish or in various languages, because that's how this group is like. They're very worldly and they're very multicultural. So the music really exemplifies that aspect of them. So let's kick it right now with the Soul Jazz Orchestra. We're going to do a track called Shock and Awe, just to get you guys, a little bit more alive in this Christmas Eve. I know Christmas Eve is a time to chill out, but why not get a little bit, energetic too? Maybe you could start the dancing early at your Christmas Eve get-togethers right now if you happen to be with the Fam Jam and you just want to get down a little, get dancing. Why don't you put this on the living room? This track is called Shock and Awe off the Soul Jazz Orchestra's latest album, Resistance. Enjoy. That was Shock and Awe by the Soul Jazz Orchestra. And that, I know, must have been a complete, if you have been tuning in from the beginning of Soul Sandwich at the beginning of the hour, that was a complete turnaround in genre. But that's how we do here on an eclectic music show here on CITR. You know, we take you all over the musical map. And that song itself, you could probably just hear like the different parts of the world and different continents that shape that song. You heard a little bit of Caribbean, you heard probably a little bit of South American and African music all combined together in this amazing mix. And this band is from Canada. This is the great thing about Canada is that you can get people from all over the world meeting together in places like Ottawa and founding a band that plays absolutely killer world music. And this band, Soul Jazz Orchestra, honestly, they're probably bigger in Europe than they are here. And that's kind of a shame. I really wish Canadians would embrace some of their own a bit more than others do, you know, because after all, these are the groups that are giving us a good name out there and spreading the real culture of Canada, which is our amazing musical culture that is just growing every day and getting noticed and getting recognized. And Soul Jazz Orchestra are doing a good job of spreading that. Even if this music is not inherently Canadian, a.k.a., you know, something a bit more folksy or something a bit more like from the good old days, it is definitely, it may not be traditional, a.k.a. white Canadian is what I really mean, but what it is it's Canadian in the multicultural mosaic sense of our identity. So, you know, check out the rest of that album, the Soul Jazz Orchestra's album Resistance. Definitely one of my picks for best 2015 albums, easily. And we're going to go on more with this. We're going to keep on this rocking, up-tempo live band vibe. And we're going to continue on with a really cool band from Australia. They're like more of a neo-soul band, but they've been making waves with their 2015 release, Choose Your Weapon. And the song in particular that I'm going to play is called Shaolin Monk Motherfunk by Hiatus Coyote. Hiatus Coyote are really cool. They've been featured in some of those live talk shows. I believe it was even Jimmy Fallon's show, The Tonight Show, that they were actually on. Yeah, but you should definitely check them out. The live performances, they're awesome, but their in-studio is also great. Choose Your Weapon is the album that they released this year. Super cool, super soulful, but also got, just like, you know, music is evolving these days, this album, you could say it's neo-soul, but it's got electronic in there. It's also got a little bit of R&B vibes in there, so a mix of genres, but really cool stuff. And it's quite experimental, and it's kind of got that Robert Glasper feel to it, and what it's trying to do with the neo soul genre. So, you know, it might, in some parts it gets quite jazzy too, which is, it just goes to show. Choose Your Weapon is an album that defies conventional explanation that way. It really every track kind of it almost seems like every track is like its own jam session, and quite unique. They don't necessarily flow into one another like a traditional album might, but if you want an album with very distinct flavors in each of its songs, then Choose Your Own Weapon would be a great choice for that reason. But let's get into Shaolin Monk Motherfunk, which starts out pretty soulful, gets pretty funky, and then gets really jazzy as well. So you'll see all these genre shifts just in this one song, and that's why I think I really like it, because it's masterfully done. And there's nothing quite like it that's been released in 2015, let alone in the last few years. So, you know, all the more points for originality. Here we go. Hiatus Coyote, Shaolin Monk Motherfunk is the song off the album Choose Your Weapon. This is the Soul Sandwich Best of 2015 compilation, part two. So, you know, you can get all these songs in the playlist, info, everything on CITR.ca. You just search for Soul Sandwich, you know, if you're wondering, what was that song? If you only happen to hear a part of it while you were driving by, then, you know, just check out the CITR.ca and search for the show Soul Sandwich, and you can find all the song info. All right, let's kick it. Thank you.
of my home. My constellations burn to be strong to yours. I'm a antidote to gold. So drop it to this. So drop it to this. So drop it to this. Oh, I'll be swinging it solo. So drop it to this. Honey, help me swim right through this. I'll be swinging it solo.
That was Hiatus Coyote with Shaolin Monk Mother Funk off their album Choose Your Weapon. This is Soul Sandwich, and you're listening on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you live from unceded Musqueam territory. My name is Rohit Joseph, co-host of the show. Ola, the original host of Soul Sandwich, is currently having a great time living it up in Nigeria, visiting his fam jam. So I'm continuing and taking over in his place, and I'm playing all kinds of tunes. We've really already gone through a wide spectrum of songs. We started off with some electronic, with K-Tronada, Flume, and Disclosure, and now we're doing the neo-soul vibe with a lot of electronic influences. And that has encompassed Hiatus Coyote. We did like a more eclectic world music thing with the Soul Jazz Orchestra. But we're going to continue on with the neo-soul vibe that we just heard from Hiatus Coyote with another group that I think deserves recognition for their album, incredible album released this year called Ego Death. The group is The Internet. That's right. They're simply called The Internet. I suppose it makes for relatively easy Googling because nobody searches literally that combination of words, The Internet. If you're Googling the internet on the internet, chances are you are meaning this band. And I guess that's why they figured they'd go with this name. The Internet is a really cool artist, band, I should say. They have embraced neo-soul, again, with a very eclectic mix of influences. They have teamed up with Kay Trinata, but I didn't want to play that song because I already had a Kay Trinata song in there. So I'm going to play the song that I think is probably their best song off the album anyway. Special Affair is that track. And Special Affair has this incredible walk-in bass line. You're going to hear it right at the start of the tune, and I guarantee it's going to hook you. So let's kick it with The Internet. Special Affair is the song off the album Ego Death.
For your thoughts, I know what you want. I can read your mind even from behind. And fuck what's in your phone, let me take you home. I wanna take you home. Is this a rare that I'm here? Don't plan on staying too long. So you should come here, sit your ass on this throne. It's a special affair, better act like you know who I am. Who I am. Break your heart. I can get you high if you wanna climb. Cause if you're leaving alone, let me take you home. I wanna take you home. Cause it's so rare that I'm here. Don't plan on staying too long. So you should come here. Sit your ass on the strong. It's a special affair. Better act like you know who I am. Who I am.
Nothing, really. Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three, four, just one. Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it? There's only one word for it. Terrific.
All right, you're back on Soul Sandwich here on CITR 101.9 FM. The track you had just listened to was Special Affair by The Internet off their album Ego Death. That's right, the band is called The Internet. An easy-to-remember name, might be slightly challenging to Google, but I think if you Google them nowadays, they are one of the first things that comes up when you search The Internet, amazingly enough. Special Affair was a really great track off that album, but I definitely recommend checking out the rest of it. And now we're getting into Canadian territory with our live band picks of 2015. And this track is called Paradise. It's by Daniel Caesar, who is an up-and-coming R&B slash indie electronic. I don't know. He's got a lot of influences, but I'd say R&B is his main thing. R&B. Daniel Caesar is the name. And he teamed up, though, with legendary Toronto trio, jazz trio, you can call them, but really they're a little bit of everything. Bad Bad Not Good, the incredibly talented Bad Bad Not Good, teamed up with Daniel Caesar, and the track they produced, the work they produced is really awesome. Paradise is the track I'm going to play for you, but the whole album, Pilgrim's Paradise, is really worth checking out. So this is just a taste of what to expect in that album. The rest of the album is a little bit more, I'd say, slower paced, but this song is pretty indicative of the style. And I really hope Daniel Caesar and Bad Bad Not Good team up again, because they make a great team, and they really complement each other. And Daniel Caesar offers his incredible vocals, which Bad Bad Not Good, I mean, they make amazing instrumental music, but whenever you got vocals that are sounding as good as Daniel Caesar's are, it really, I think it really enhances a track, and Paradise is a prime example of that. So let's, without further ado, get to Daniel Caesar's Paradise featuring Bad Bad Not Good off the album Pilgrim's Paradise.
Told me I faltered, picking fights with my pops. He asks forgiveness a lot, but I don't need God's forgiveness. Can I give me a witness? I could cry, but I gotta pick my battles tonight.
I got your heaven, nigga. Would rather rev on an engine than ever ever, nigga. Black sheep packing weapons, July 11th, nigga. How could worship be worthy? You love your God like yourself, so you deserve to be perfect. You deserve for your car to skirt and your girl to be skirtless. Fuck on a Saturday, nigga, miss Sunday service. Yeah. You made you 100 verses, 100 verses. That's why you need you 100 verses, 100 verses. Yeah, you wear your crown with a frown sometimes. You can't help but feel down at times. You were raised in a basement. Yeah, you used to pray on your spaceship. Spaceship, 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 spaceship.
I gotta make something for myself.
Just heard Paradise by Daniel Caesar, a Torontonian R&B artist who teamed up with Bad Bad Not Good, another Torontonian, but that's a Torontonian jazz band, Bad Bad Not Good, and they produced the track Paradise. The album is called Pilgrim's Paradise, definitely worth checking out. And again, one of Soul Sandwich's favorite albums of 2015, but we're doing best songs, and some of the songs are just singles. And some of the tracks like have no album or they're not really released yet. But the songs that do have that are attached to albums, I make sure to mention explicitly. I actually had was getting a call. I just saw it at the last second and then I couldn't pick it up in time. So whoever was calling, I'm sorry I didn't get to you. If it's a name of a song, though, that you're looking for that I played earlier, you will get the whole playlist on CITR.ca. Once the show is done, I'll upload that podcast with all the song and artist info. So please visit CITR.ca, search Soul Sandwich, and you will find this December 24th, Christmas Eve edition, Best of 2015, Part 2 edition of Soul Sandwich. Let's keep on the Canadian train of best tracks of 2015. What's coming up next is Alicia Cara, who is arguably one of the biggest sensations to come out of Canada in 2015. I mean, she released the album Here, and the title track is Here, and it's amazing. This song really is defying the conventions of pop, because it's a song that's about chilling out rather than partying intensely or partying all night long. It's actually the complete opposite. It's very, what would you say? It's very, like, you know, contradictory to the norms of pop music. You could say it subverts pop music in that sense. But it's, at the same time, insanely catchy. There's a lot of insanely catchy songs on this album. So don't you just love musical paradoxes like that? Well, Alicia Cara is full of them in this album, because although she talks about subject matter that's not necessarily traditional pop music, the music that is behind it, the actual tune, the instrumentals are very poppy in flavor, but also mixed in with a lot of other influences such as soul and R&B. That's what we're all about here in Soul Sandwich, after all. And Alessia Cara's voice, really, it's hard to describe, because it's just so amazing. She's got like a kind of, what would you say, like a Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston vibe. Like, she's got that vocal range, but at the same time, she's got like the, you know, the pop sensibilities of, let's say, a Christina Aguilera. Like, who she knows how to use her voice. She knows how to exercise the flexibility and range, but also just produce really awesome, catchy music at the same time. So let's hear some of this Alessia Cara. We're only going to play one song off it because we don't have that much time left in the hour. But Alessia Cara's biggest song off the album here is simply titled Here. And she really proves that she is here to stay with this song. So let's kick it. Here by Alessia Cara off the album Here. You're listening to Here right here on CITR 101.9 FM. You listen to Soul Sandwich. My name is Rohit Joseph. Stay tuned for more Best of 2015 Part 2. Going to be continued. Let's keep on rolling with the good times here at Christmas Eve on CITR 101.9 FM.
I guess for now you've got the last laugh.
I'm sorry if I seem uninterested, or I'm not listening, or I'm indifferent. Truly, I ain't got no business here, but since my friends are here, I just came to kick it. But really, I would rather be at home all by myself, not in this room with people who don't even care about my well-being. I don't dance, don't ask, I don't need a boyfriend, so you can't. An antisocial pessimist, but usually I don't mess with this. And I know you mean only the best, and your intentions aren't to bother me. But honestly, I'd rather be somewhere with my people. We can kick it and just listen to some music with a message like we usually do. And we'll discuss our big dreams, how we plan to take over the planet. So pardon my manners, I hope you'll understand that I'll be here. Kitchen with the girl who's always gossiping about her friends. Oh, tell them I'll be here. Right next to the boy who's throwing up cause he can't take what's in his cup no more. Oh God, why am I here? Oh, here. Oh, here. Oh, I ask myself, what am I doing here? Oh, here. Oh, here. And I can't wait till we can break up out of here. It's later, refrigerator, some girl talking about a hater, she ain't got none. How did it ever come to this? I should've never come to this. So holler at me, I'll be in the car when you're done. I'm standoffish, no one with your offering, and I'm done talking awfully sad. It had to be that way, so tell my people when they're ready that I'm ready. And I'm standing by the TV with my beanie low. Yo, I'll be over here.
All right, that was Here by Alessia Cara off the album Here, and definitely worth checking out that album. Alessia Cara is one of the best acts, Canadian acts, to emerge this year. So, shout-outs to Canadian talent really making it big. I mean, I even saw an article not too long ago that says, like, the top half of the Billboard has been dominated by the top 10 of the Billboard charts has been dominated by Canadian artists. So, you know, shout outs to Canada, repping it good in the worldwide music scene and making an impact. And Alessia Cara is going to be one person to look out for, with the amazing receptions she's already received. I can see that she's probably only going to get bigger and better in terms of her hit-making capabilities. All right, let's you know, we're getting near the end of the show, so what we're going to do is play one last tune. Unfortunately, I got to play one last tune. I wish I could keep on going with my best of 2015 because I got a lot more. If you want to see all the best of 2015 songs I have, you can actually check them out on Spotify. So Spotify is the way to go if you want to see all the music I put up for this show. But if you want to see what I play just on CITR itself, just go on to the CITR website, CITR.ca, and search for Soul Sandwich. I'm going to play a tune by the Sheepdogs, and it's called Help Us All. The Sheepdogs are a Canadian rock and roll band that have really embraced the retro sound, but have managed to bring it in to the 21st century. Their album is aptly named. It's called Future Nostalgia. So I'm going to play just one song off this album. It's called Where I Can Roam. I really recommend checking out the rest of this album. I honestly just stumbled upon it today because I was really trying to expand my horizons, musical horizons. And I remembered the Sheepdogs being a band I liked, and I wanted to find more rock music that kind of reminded me of classic rock. And the Sheepdogs are exactly that. They fit that mold perfectly. So let's end things off today with Where I Can Roam by the Sheepdogs off their album Future Nostalgia. You're listening to Soul Sandwich. You're tuning in right here at 101.9 FM. It's been great playing music for you for this Christmas Eve episode. But stay tuned. We're going to listen. There's going to be a show called Movie Land, actually. And that'll be really cool stuff. So stay tuned for that right here on CITR 101.9 FM.